This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So if you're a radio listener and listening on AM, you can make this out. But some of the audio goes up and down. It's hidden audio. I'd give it an A-plus, though, for effort. But when you get into the raw footage and it's not the intro of the video and it doesn't have the music over it, it's even more powerful. So I'll try to shut up and air the intro to this and then come back and get more into the other news, and James O'Keefe joins us next hour. But it's a maximum action alert. The article's on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, ProjectVeritas.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. This should be the top story in the world. Google caught red-handed. Google execs admit they're stealing the election from 2020 from Trump. Google exec admits election meddling to prevent Trump winning 2020. Paul Joseph Watson brags Congress can pressure us, but we're not changing. Again, they hate this country so much, they would give AI given to them by DARPA to the Chi-Coms under Obama's orders. It's high treason, folks. And that's why they had no respect for us. And we finally get a president trying to do a little something, and they're crapping bricks. They can build a giant brick building with the amount of it. So they're doubling down on their fear. More leaks are coming, ladies and gentlemen, but if they steal 2020, it's just going to be unbelievable. I haven't even gotten to half of it. They're harassing Tucker Carlson at his house. I got inside baseball on that. And it's just outrageous what they're doing to Tucker's family. You know, I get sent child porn. They come to Tucker Carlson's house. And again, we're not victims. We're victorious. It's why they're doing this to us. But let me tell you, if there's a center in the universe that's evil, it's called the Democratic Party. So let's go ahead and go back to this Project Veritas piece.
The reason why I decided to come to Project Veritas is because people need to know what's actually going on with Google. There's this facade about what they're doing, but what they're actually doing, what the employees are actually seeing inside the company, is different.
The reason we launched AI Princess was because people were not putting that line in the sand. They were not saying what is fair and effective. They were like, well, we are a big company, we're going to say it.
They're not an objective source of information.
But then there are things. It's about ML fairness.
ML fairness, the thing.
Fairness, like, yeah. You know, you need to be fair.
We will also train our algorithms like if anything happens again, would we have the output be different?
They are a highly biased political machine that is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again. This is a Goliath I invite of David, trying to say that the emperor has no clothes.
We don't hold in front of Congress multiple times. They can pressure us, but not changing.
Being a small little ant, I can be crushed, and I'm aware of that. But this is something that is bigger than me. This is something that needs to be said to the American public.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the face of authoritarianism. Little chicken necks, little control freaks giggling and laughing, lying to Congress, stealing all your data. The company heads making hundreds of billions, working with authoritarians, rounding up political opposition all over the world, but then manned by a bunch of recently graduated scum out of these evil, anti-free speech, un-American cancers that masquerade as higher learning centers known as universities. They're really just globalist porta-potties where they crap on us. Nightmares. divorce from America, divorce from common sense, divorce from chivalry, divorce from anything decent. They are the new authoritarians. They are the enemy. They are the threat. And they are our rulers. We must overthrow them.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Banned network in the world.
Yeah!
All right, you are a ghost. All right,
yeah.
You are a ghost.
Death!
You got it.
Death destroys evil. And the good alike. Death. It's what evil fears. Why it masquerades as if it is death. No, death is the great equalizer. Both high and low, both good and bad, both free and bond. We see the earth from here. You got it. We see what the globalists are doing. We don't like it. You got it. Let's go ahead and get right into it. And I'm going to shift gears, open the phones up until the head of Project Veritas joins us next hour. 25 minutes. I've only aired 4 minutes of it last hour and this hour. 25 minutes of head Google executives, snot noses, out of college maybe 5 years, literally calling it fairness to make sure Trump loses in 2020. And saying, we don't care what Congress does, we're going to keep doing it. Well, guess what, you little criminals? You were founded in this country with U.S. government money, and your election meddling and your distraction with the Russians isn't going to work. So we'll see how this goes for you. And little birdies told me a lot more. Little fat, juicy birdies told me a lot more is coming. So get ready for all of that to come out. And by the way, if you work at Google, if you work at Facebook or Twitter, you don't have to be Project Veritas. All you got to do is go out with these executives and record them bragging about it and send it to Veritas. Send it to us. Veritas loves us. I tell folks a lot of times, send it to Veritas. They can take them out too. Send it to us. We'll put it out as well. And just blur it all out. But who cares? Get fired. Get in there over the next few months and then go public. They're engaged in criminal activity. You're not going to get in trouble. Blow their operations politically, peacefully, lovingly, wide open. Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill to strip Google and others of Section 230. That's their immunity, where they claim, oh, we don't censor, we don't judge anything unless it's illegal. So they are given liability protection, something I don't have, something the Wall Street Journal doesn't have as publishers, but that they have. And then they engage in all this activity. We have all the years they've been caught, all the election meddling, all the admissions, all the perjury to Congress, Sundar Pichai. Here's the senator.
So you said a second ago that these companies are discriminated against, conservatives and libertarians, and of course it's true. Libertarians, however, would argue against what you're trying to do, and I think their argument would be, well, if you don't like it, start your own Google.
Right, and the problem with that is that when you have a monopoly, as Google really does, I mean, good luck with that. I mean, companies have tried to start up. Google buys them. Google suppresses them, engages in anti-competitive conduct. You know, some people say, oh, this is forced speech. My approach is forcing the companies to engage in speech. That's just nonsense. This isn't forced speech at all. It is stopping discrimination against speech by these companies. I don't want the companies to speak in any particular way. My point is just this. Stop discriminating against conservatives. Stop suppressing other viewpoints that you don't agree with. I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Unless I'm missing something, what your bill would do would just remove the special protections that they have that, for example, I do not enjoy as a broadcaster, Fox News as a news company. We don't enjoy. We can be sued. If we defame somebody, we commit fraud, we can be sued. We don't have this immunity.
Exactly,
and all your bill would do is just put them into my category.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, to be clear, these big tech companies, Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter, they have a deal that nobody else has. No media company has this deal. No other publisher has this deal. They have this special carve-out, this special handout from government. And if they want to keep it, my view is they should quit discriminating. On the other hand, if they want to discriminate against conservatives, if they want to push a liberal agenda, that's fine, but they shouldn't get these special deals that nobody else gets.
Then they can live like the rest of us. Senator, God bless you for doing this. I'm so glad that you are, and I really look forward to finding out who opposes this, because it will tell us everything, I think. Senator, great to see you tonight.
Thanks for having me.
That's right. So here's what's happening. The globalists and their allies, the Chi-Coms, that's really what we're talking about here. Hollywood, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, the EU, parasites. They know that the comeuppance is here. They know judgment day is here. They know the world's waking up. So they're just racing to try to keep their people in office to politically block it and bring in classical authoritarianism. Instead of getting caught lying, stopping, instead of being caught being bullies, backing off, they've gone, hey, let's just quadruple everything. Let's quintuple everything. It's worse than that. And so they're going for broke. So we're in a fight. And the good news is they've been so arrogant that we've got all the proof. And again, Google doesn't list congresspeople running for office Republican videos when they pay to air them on TV and they end up on YouTube. They delist them. They shadow ban them. That's all admitted. That's election meddling. They don't let people see a Republican that cuts an ad, pays for it on TV, has a YouTube channel, puts it up there. In some cases, they refuse to even run the ads. Very milquetoast ads. Well, there's hundreds of court cases on newspapers and TV stations refusing to run political ads. If they're taking the opposition's ad, they've got to take your ad. Or you'd have a monopoly of ideas. This is the opposite of government regulation. These are prohibitive regulations on discrimination. Because Google and Facebook and Twitter and all these groups are bigger than most countries. Google's GDP is almost as big as countries like Sweden. Apple's is as big as France. Look it up. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. It's out of control. And they are taking the regulations of China and the EU that are totally un-American and totally anti-free speech. And by extension, because Congress has an act enacted to protect American citizens and to protect the internet that we built. You know, it'd be one thing if we hadn't built the damn thing and hadn't launched the thing, and if our government didn't want dominance over the world with it as this big system, and then now it's been handed away to the globalists, and then now it's going to be used to screw us when we built it and paid for the stinker? No. But see, we started using it for good. They thought we wouldn't use it for good. They thought we would adapt by submitting to being slaves and go away. They thought we'd just live our short little lives out and the post-human era would be here and the silicon gods, the AI gods that everybody warns about now that I first told you about 20 years ago. The globalists are in a weird cult, but they're going to merge the machines and be gods. Remember all that? And see, remember the executive telling me, the head of the big bank, you'll just adapt to being a slave? The public will never. No, guess what? Guess what? It doesn't work that way, jackass. You keep convincing yourself that's the way it works. It works that way for a while, and then there's a giant backlash, a blowback, and you're going to pay in royal flush spades. It's called a fighting spirit. You think I want to be one of these chicken neck Google scum or Apple scum that runs slave factories and live off that? You think I want to be you?
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Google would love to have me arrested and killed. Guaranteed.
Because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you've sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar.
We're aware of his lying to Congress. We're aware of him and the Dragonfly project that's already been operational for years inside the Chinese government. Now it's just being rolled out to the general public.
Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress. You're not censoring conservatives.
The big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
Twitter is planning to permanently suspend Alex Jones's personal account at InfoWars. This comes after Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was on Capitol Hill yesterday speaking with lawmakers.
Twitter gives Alex Jones the boot, the social networking site permanently banning he and his media company, InfoWars.
Hey, Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack.
They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba. We're becoming like Vietnam. We're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site, man.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing.
Our interview was cut short because he was confronted by Alex Jones of InfoWars right here in the hallway.
It's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives.
I'm not really
no shadow banning.
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatform.
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. I support
here.
Going after.
Happening here, but you say I don't exist.
Is that a heckler or a press gaggle?
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist. And
I just don't know who you are, man. I don't read your website.
Sure. And they demonize me in these very hearings. And then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
InfoWars.com, you know what it is.
Does Google, does Facebook, does Twitter need to be regulated? Do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio, the snake.
This is a
dumb boy here.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Who are you, man?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God, I don't know who you are, man.
Deplatforming. Tens of millions of views.
InfoWars.
Bigger than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who InfoWars is. Playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
The most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat him, prevent them from speaking.
On Twitter, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story. This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
The system self-corrected. That shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article the last time I checked. USA Today. At lunch, I did. Yeah, and I also saw the system corrected.
Even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the Internet and communicating with each
today,
other, just like communist China.
We need you to act now and move against big tech censorship, President Trump.
out. CNN and the Democrats, you know, are destroying the First Amendment and needs to be stood up against.
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just, look at you. Look, you are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Have you heard the news, baby? Google admits it. They say Trump will never get reelected. They say they're going to shut him down. It's called liberalism and leftist propaganda. Huh. Guess what? They're going to fail. That's why they work around the clock to shut down InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And, you know, we're one of the few organizations. When Matt Drudge came here, and I talk about this all the time, because it's so seminal, so pivotal, so critical, so important, so providential. That's the word I was looking for. They're all applicable. Came here. He said, listen, you're one of the few people that's built an infrastructure outside their system. And he said, obviously, I've got one even bigger. And he said on air and he said off air, Hillary, they believe, is going to be installed. And they're going to come after the free speech with the euro targeting the U.S. Exactly what he said. He didn't get that from under a cabbage leaf. In the farmer's garden. He didn't get it from Mr. McGregor. He got it from a Supreme Court justice, and they go to these conferences and they get briefed on the globalist program, and they had inducted them all into the globalist compact back in the 50s after World War II for world peace. And they got all the big brains on board, both parties. Well, now people are realizing globalism isn't good. Globalism is authoritarian. It isn't meant to bring peace. It's meant to bring total control. And so there's a rebellion within the system. But there isn't an opposition without to organize and codify and to be a focal point of what's happening. And that's why InfoWars is so important. And I go back to that. They're trying to shut us down. And thanks to your prayers, thanks to your support, thanks to all the things you've done, we're still on air. But listen, we make it easy. Everyone, we have it for children and adults, should be taking fish oil. We have it with the small caplets and the big caplets, the very best out there, the purest, the highest quality. We went to more than a dozen top manufacturers that have the top ratings already to have these private labeled. Our ultimate krill oil, you're not going to buy anything like it. Our ultimate fish oil, nothing like it. Honor roll for children, nothing like it. This is what my children take. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Everything is 50% off. Yeah, you can buy crappy fish oil for $15 a bottle that hadn't had the mercury taken out of it scientifically. We pay for that expensive process. You can buy it where it doesn't have fillers. But you're not going to find it anywhere else at this quality, at this price. 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. That means on your next order, you get 10% off, not 5% off. InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce Plus, TurboForce, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Super Mel Vitality, X2, Back in Stock, X3. They're all incredible. I mean, there's so much, so many other great products. The bone broth, what that does. All of it, 50% off. But we're going to have to end this special coming up on Friday because some of these items are going to sell out. Please support us today. These sales are big.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life, make your own decisions, gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods.
Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical complement and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're back live broadcasting worldwide. I intend to get into all the other big breaking news and James O'Keefe of Project Veritas with the stunning, caught red-handed, holy grail of top Google executives admitting how they censor conservatives, nationalists, pro-Trump people to make sure Trump loses in 2020. Staggering admission of election meddling. Google's staggering admission of election meddling in the Project Veritas report. It's just too unbelievable that they would pull something like this off and that Trump sits there doing nothing. This is so criminal, telling Congress, you can pressure us, but we're not changing. Get Paul Watson's report out, ladies and gentlemen. We can override the big tech because the truth moves slow, but once it moves, it overpowers lies. Please get the articles out. Please get the videos out at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Incredible. But why do they want us silenced? You know, the great part about the Internet was the algorithm is just you're voting. They want to act like it's something fancy. When you vote for an article, when you promote an article, when you click on an article, when you share an article, it drives up the algorithm in the old system. That's all it is. The execs want to act like, oh, they've got some magic. It's popularity. It's the people saying, hey, this restaurant's better, or this airline's better, or this doctor's better, or this vitamin I took was better, or this drug was better, or these jeans fit better, or these shoes lasted longer, or this national park was better. And everybody knows you pull in a small town, you're on a road trip. I don't ever look at Google Maps or Google restaurants. I see, well, that restaurant's got cars all the way around the block. And I might just get my name on the list and do some reading. Because I want to see why these restaurants have almost nobody at them. 5, 6 cars at that one, 2 or 3 at that one. I bet you get food poisoning at that one. But that one with a big line out the door, that's some good Mexican food. Or some good Italian food, or some good Southern cooking, or some good soul food. And you know what? You go in there and you're like, good Lord, this is good. But the time the line's too big, and you go, I'll go over to that place that doesn't have anybody in it. You get food poisoning. I was in Waco going to a funeral 5 years ago with my kids. And I went, instead of the place we normally go, I went to another place. I'm not going to even say the name of it. I don't want to be mean to them. God almighty. There were cockroaches, big ones, running around while we were eating under the table and over the side. And this is a place that's been there since the 20s. It's that big roundabout, old-fashioned European roundabout, like El Chico's right here. Right here is the other place. And, I mean, biggest cockroach I ever saw, at least 4 inches long, came out on the table. And I killed the bastard. And we left. And we didn't get any food because we were late for the funeral. And that was because El Chico's okay. It's not even that good, but it's decent. But even there, so I was a little kid, to one of the old chains in Texas. El Chico had a line. El Chico had a line. It was an afternoon funeral for my great uncle with the army out there, you know, shooting the rifles and all the rest of it for his officer's burial. They were going to bury him about 4. And we pulled in there about noon, and there was a line. We had another 3 hours to go, so we ate the other place. You know, I'm digressing here. I'm going into a long story. The point is that the old algorithm was what was popular and what people like. It's not that now. It's what they make you eat. It's what they send you to. It's what they make you observe. And so that's why they're so upset. That's why they don't know what to do. And in the old days, you could say, this drug hurt me, or this dental office was bad, or this place was great. But no, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying with vaccines that are government-protected, liability-protected, have a secret damage fund, that if a mother says her son got brain damage from it, whether she's right or wrong, that mother's got to shut her mouth on Facebook in America because Big Pharma doesn't like it, lady. You're not going to tell us at the Elite Cafe or wherever you're at that you like it or you hate it. That was the place in Waco. You're going to shut your mouth because it's one thing to have a cockroach run across your table. It's another thing to have your son have a convulsion and blood come out his nose and he never talk again and wear diapers the rest of his life. You know, they had the 2-2-3 round, 5-5-6, to wound people in Vietnam so they get hurt and take more people to take care of them, not kill them. See, that's the same thing with the autism. Make you take care of them for 50 years. Suck all your money out. Make you buy 100,000 diapers a year. Shove it in your face. We won't have time to play this whole report because I went off the reservation. But here's the first part of it with Greg Reese. You know, we'll just play it after the break. We're going to break. I'm going to play this when we come back from break. Our phone system's broken today. I said I'd take calls, but we've got a problem with it. That happens sometimes. They're rebooting it, something, putting a piece of equipment in. Sometimes pieces of equipment just aren't there, or they come up broken or whatever, and you just can't do it. We're working on putting the backup system in as fast as we can. You know, I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements. And that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits and the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they work. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. If you don't have vitamin C, you die. If you don't have iodine in your body, you end up dying. If you don't have water, you end up dying. If you don't have sunshine, if you don't have oxygen, you die. It may take 10 years with no sunshine, but you die. It may take 4 days with no water, but you die. It may take 3 weeks or 4 weeks with no food, but you die. And if you don't have a whole bunch of minerals and a whole bunch of vitamins and in the organic system where you can upload them, you will end up getting degenerative diseases quicker than you would have, and you will die. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects. Not with Mother Nature. I mean, there are some things in Mother Nature you take too much of, you'll have a side effect, but nothing like Big Pharma. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. And so they sit there and they demonize us all day long when we sell things like Ultimate Bone Broth that's chaga mushroom, incredibly concentrated, high-quality turmeric. It's just raw turmeric, organic, and a bunch of other bee pollen mixed with organic concentrated chicken bones that are rendered down where there's no way to quantify it, but this is the strongest bone broth out there. You go to Whole Foods or you go to Central Market in Austin or wherever, and it's $10 for a little can of soup or glass mason jar of soup that says, oh, it's got chicken broth and mushrooms in it, chaga mushroom. It's the same stuff, but it's not even a quarter scoop of what's in ours. You can make broth with this. You can put it in brownies. I mix it with whey and put some fruit in it, and then it tastes great. The point is it's concentrated, it's uber strong, and it is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Experience it. Fund the operation. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we are unstoppable thanks to you. Plus, these are products you need. Get in there today and fund the operation and watch this fight against the globalists continue on, because they're doing everything they can to shut us down. And thanks to you, sailing!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They want to tell mothers and fathers whose children get damaged by vaccines or who get sick from them that you can't make a consumer report. You got to go to a secret court, sign papers not to talk about it, and maybe they'll give you some money. So it's an act of defiance to sit here and to tell the truth that they're putting things in vaccines, that they're damaging people. And we're not bitching and complaining. When people don't care about freedom or care about quality or care about corruption, you become Guatemala or the Dominican Republic, where some estimates are hundreds of thousands of people die a year from poisoned liquor, because it's not even normal grain alcohol. It's industrial wood alcohol. And now the numbers are hundreds dead. They've just been covering it up for years in the Dominican Republic, dying from synthetic crappy wood alcohol put in the minibars, where they can charge you $5, $10 for each drink, and it's got 10 cents of ethanol in it. You say, why would people do that? Because the society gives up. It's like, oh, let them keep babies alive and sell their organs. Oh, let drag queen story time convicted pedophiles come and talk to your kids. Oh, let them give kids the vaccines. Don't look at the damages of it. They want us to give up. So here's a powerful report that we really need to get to from Greg Reese that I hope everybody shares. Big Pharma, forced vaccinations, and population control. It's here, folks, and it's real tyranny.
The mainstream pop culture narrative tells us to trust vaccines and labels individuals who do not as anti-vaxxers. But when you look at the history of the vaccine industry, there are many good reasons to question them. In 1986, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was established to protect the vaccine manufacturers from any liabilities. This program ensured that the taxpayer would pay for all injuries the public suffered from vaccines. Once this protection was in place, government purchasing of vaccines increased by over 300%. In 1994, an unelected board of pediatricians was put in charge of determining which vaccines would be given to your children, all funded by pharmaceutical companies and U.S. taxpayers. Before Presidents Bush and Clinton incentivized the vaccine industry, it was about $100 million a year business. Bill Clinton proposed buying up all the vaccines and distributing them from a warehouse in New Jersey, which Congress rejected. But still, thanks to Clinton's efforts, the government now controls every aspect of the vaccine industry, an industry that has grown accordingly ever since, over 600%. It is expected to be a $60 billion a year business by 2020. Their profits have grown immensely, but what else have they accomplished? Since 1993, there have been 4 measles-related deaths. Now compare this with 483 claims of injury or death from the measles vaccine. The government has settled $4.1 billion in vaccine death and injury claims. According to a New York Times article, the tax on each vaccine is determined by the predicated rate of serious side effects. In other words, not only is the consumer a test subject for the vaccines, but they also pay for any damages sustained from their use. Merck, Sharp, and Dohme has been fined billions for multiple crimes over the years, including fraud, bribing healthcare professionals, withholding safety information, and exaggerated efficacy rates. And yet, thanks to the federal government and taxpayer dollars, they continue to thrive. Is it all about money, or is there something else to it? During a 2010 TED Talk, Bill Gates suggested that vaccines help reduce the population. A year later, one of his vaccine campaigns caused 47,500 cases of paralysis and death. The India Supreme Court claimed that the drug trials being run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation were illegal. Reducing the population has been suggested and supported for years. Ted Turner told Autobahn magazine that a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. This is what the mysterious Georgia Guidestones call for. When UT professor Eric Pianka came under fire for suggesting that 90% of us should be killed in order to sustain the Earth, his students defended him, saying he was being conservative and that everyone should die. In 2009, Baxter Pharmaceuticals was caught shipping millions of contaminated swine flu vaccinations to 18 countries. The entire shipment was contaminated with the live H5N1 avian flu virus. If one wanted to create a pandemic virus, this is one of the easiest ways to do so. Today, mandatory vaccines are being forced on children in New York. Government bills are being proposed to remove religious and philosophical exemptions and to exclude unvaccinated children from schools. But if you question any of this, then you are a crazy anti-vaxxer. For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That is a very powerful report that he produced a week ago. that fell by the wayside that we never aired, but we just did. I'm going to ask that to be reposted to NewsWars.com. And why did I say NewsWars.com? Because it doesn't get blocked on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube as much as InfoWars.com. InfoWars is a great way in public to get people awake, but online, it's very hard to spread unless it's on your email or on your own personal text. That's how we win the information war that the leftists, the globalists are working around the clock to try to block us in. But sites like NewsWars.com, sites like PrisonPlanet.com, our backup site, are excellent ways to get the stuff. Now, I asked Paul to post more of our stuff. I'm the one that encouraged him to start his own website. He started Summit.News. He's like, but now I like it my own stuff, Alex. So I'm like, yeah, but you get around the censors more, but they're coming after him. But he's got a lot of good articles that aren't on our sites that get out there as well. But now I'm like, kick Paul out of the nest. And then I'm like, come back to the nest sometimes and see Papa. That's happening some. So it's all up there. U.S. Holocaust Museum denounces AOC's comments on concentration camps. And Ilhan Incest Omar, married to her brother, said she had three children with him to get into the country so she could bitch about it all day like a Somali pirate boarding her ship. This little pea brain is really pissed. In fact, let's play some of that audio. Walnut brain. She's probably even stupider than somebody like Nancy Pelosi. Maybe Nancy Pelosi's stupider. I'm not sure. She's probably a bigger walnut brain. She has come out and said, what's wrong with the concentration camp? They're concentrated together. Concentration camps were invented by the British in most modern history books in the Boer War, right at the turn of the 19th century. That's not the case. The first concentration camps were deployed by the British in 1775 in Virginia. And they would just take people, whole families, when they're fathers were fighting, and they would starve the children and the women and their families to death until the men came and gave up. And Trump's favorite president, Andrew Jackson, read the real history books about him. It's beyond Conan the Barbarian, but he was super skinny. That's why they called him Old Hickory. Old Hickory, his mother and brother died in a British concentration camp. It was called that. He was a runner from the age of 11 to 15. Revolutionary War, had his law degree after the war at 19. Was a judge by 20-something. And, of course, was a leader in the Indian Wars after that. Shot more than 10 times. Stabbed swords more than 10 times. Five or six duels. bleed for up to a week with bullet holes in him. Wouldn't die. Refused to see doctors. Yeah, Old Hickory. Don't make them like that, even in the Scott model anymore. So, anyways, Trump, a fellow Scott and a Deutsche, really likes Andrew Jackson. But now you know the rest of the story. But here, let's go out to break with Ilhan arrogantly stomping around, bitching at the country that brought her here, all the welfare she got, going, oh, yeah, people coming here that we've got to check who they're with. Let's show photos of Obama era and say they're in a concentration camp. Here it is.
Hi, could I get a moment of your time? Could you tell me, do you agree with AOC that ICE is running to concentration camps on the border?
There are camps and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. I don't even know why this is a controversy.
This American-hating slug.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.